Among those who have been watching closely as the PFOA water contamination problem plays out in the village of Hoosick Falls is Judith Ink, a longtime Rensselaer County resident and the former regional administrator for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. On Monday, the agency announced that the St. Gobain Performance Plastics site in Hoosick Falls has been added to the Superfund program's national priorities list. Judith Ng says it is a major step forward for the village.
Being designated a federal Superfund site means that the Environmental Protection Agency can step in, working collaboratively with the state, and require the polluters to clean up the site. And the way the federal Superfund law works is polluters pay, not taxpayers. So we don't need to have federal tax dollars for this. EPA can require that St. Gobain and Honeywell Corporation and any other companies that can be identified as contributing to the contamination of Hoosick Falls will pay the full cost of cleanup. And the way this came about is EPA rules require that states nominate toxic sites to be included in the federal Superfund, and that's what the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation did.
How is this different from a state Superfund designation?
Well, typically EPA only gets involved when sites are very contaminated and very complex, and that is certainly the situation with the groundwater contamination in Hoosick Falls. The rule of thumb is the more complicated, the more toxic, the more likely EPA will step in. It's unusual but not unprecedented to have both the state and the federal government both designating areas as Superfund sites. And in Hoosick Falls, there's just such a legacy of contamination and tremendous concern that the PFOA has contaminated a large area of the aquifer, that it makes perfect sense to have both the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the federal EPA both in there working together. I think what the residents will get from this is a quicker cleanup and more comprehensive and a sharing of expertise. And no matter what's going on politically, the long-term professional career staff at the state and federal level are very used to working together. And in Hoosick Falls, we'll have division of labor. EPA will handle part of the cleanup. The DEC will handle another part of the cleanup. And hopefully, we will have the cleanup happen in a more comprehensive and more timely fashion.
Judith Ink is the former administrator for the EPA's Region 2, which includes New York State.